Welcome to the Crypto Altruism Podcast, the podcast dedicated to elevating the stories of those using Web3 for good. I'm your host, Drew Simon from CryptoAltruism.org. Now, before we get started, a quick disclaimer. While we may discuss specific Web3 projects or cryptocurrencies on this podcast, please do not take any of this as investment advice, and please make sure to do your own research on investment opportunities or any opportunity, including its legality. And now, let's get on to the show. Welcome to episode 117 of the Crypto Altruism Podcast. We have a special one in store for you today because it is Gitcoin season. It is the 18th Gitcoin granting round, which is unbelievable. So in this episode, we are going to focus exclusively on Gitcoin and the current granting round. It will be a Gitcoin variety show in a sense, so I hope you enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoyed producing it. We're going to start off with a short overview of Gitcoin for those who aren't as familiar with it, as well as an accessible introduction to quadratic funding, the super innovative matching funds mechanism behind Gitcoin grants. Don't worry, it's not as complicated as it sounds. We're then going to highlight 10 incredible projects in this round with short clips from a member of their teams, introducing their project and the inspiration behind it. For more information on each of the projects, definitely make sure to check out the show notes for links to their grants. I've personally supported each of these projects with a small donation and certainly encourage you to do the same. And I of course have to take a quick moment to shill our project as well, because that's what Gitcoin season is all about. For our project, which is in the Web3 community and education round, we have an ambitious plan to grow crypto altruism into an important tool for onboarding nonprofits and changemakers to Web3, and we need your help. We are developing a Web3 changemaker toolkit that will give nonprofits everything they need to leverage Web3 tools, whether it's accepting crypto donations, engaging in an NFT fundraising campaign, tracking impact with blockchain, or developing a DAO to grow their movement at the grassroots level. We'll also be publishing a special 10-part podcast series, with the first episode coming out only a couple days after this episode. In this podcast series, we'll focus on case studies of nonprofits who have successfully used Web3 to advance their mission. I won't go into all the details right now, but make sure to check out our show notes for a link to the full proposal. We'd be honored to earn your support. Anyways, let's jump right into the episode. So, for those who don't know, Gitcoin Grants is an incredible platform that allows individuals to propose Web3 public goods projects for funding, and allows community members to donate to projects they care about. But what is truly amazing about Gitcoin Grants is that it uses a cool matching mechanism called quadratic funding, which means that projects with the most widespread community support get the most matching funds as opposed to a straight dollar-for-dollar amount. In essence, by making a small donation, you're placing a vote for the projects that you feel deserve the most matching funds. To explain it a bit better than I am, I can't think of anyone better than Connor O'Day, Grant Ops at Gitcoin. So I'm going to share a short clip from episode 94, where we had the pleasure of chatting with Connor and learning about quadratic funding.
Quadratic funding is a way for individuals to express their interests and allocate funding within their communities in a more democratic and pluralistic way, which amplifies donations made by a large community rather than which essentially weights donations from a large amount of people over a small group with, you know, that are wealthy or can make big donations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I guess the way we like to phrase it is quadratic funding is a mathematically optimal way to fund public goods in a democratic community. To kind of take a step back, the way it works is we'll raise a matching pool of funds and then run these donation rounds for a fixed time period where anyone can donate to a project that they want to support, and that donation earns matching. But the signal from 100 people donating $1 to a certain project is much stronger than the signal of, you know, one or two or three people donating like $1,000. So right. It sort of weights the community preferences of the majority higher than, you know, the preferences of like the most wealthy.
A big thank you to Connor for that excellent explanation. Now that we've got a bit of an understanding of the Gitcoin grants process and quadratic funding, let's dive into some of the incredible projects participating in this round. To kick things off, we're going to start with Solar Foundation, whose mission is to accelerate access to off-grid solar energy for underserved communities in emerging markets. To introduce their project, we have a short clip from Colleen Chase, who is actually an OG in the Gitcoin community as well. Take it away, Colleen.
Hi, I'm Colleen Chase, co-founder of the Solar Foundation. Did you know that according to the IEA, over 600 million people in Africa lack access to electricity? Imagine a world where everyone has access to clean, renewable power, especially those in traditionally underserved, climate-vulnerable communities in Africa. That's the mission of the Solar Foundation, to harness the power of the sun plus the power of blockchain to accelerate access to off-grid solar power and work towards achieving SDG number 7, universal and clean energy access by 2030. At the Solar Foundation, we believe that decentralized clean energy is a public good. Through our work in Uganda, Nigeria, and Puerto Rico, we've seen how off-grid solar solutions have a profound impact on people's quality of life. Are you looking for meaningful climate action you can take today? Help us fund access to more solar energy. Donate to the Solar Foundation's grant in the GG18 Climate Solutions Round. Thank you to Crypto Altruism for featuring our project. And please check out our partners too, Iweka Uganda and Helpers Social Development Foundation. Together, we can bring light, power, and climate resilience to those who need it most.
Wow, what an incredible project. Next up, I'm excited to introduce a project that has a very important mission of increasing Indigenous people's agency within Web3, and that project is Mycelia.
Mycelia is a project willing to explore how to connect Indigenous people to Web3. Indigenous people because they are representing 5% of the world population and preserving 80% of global biodiversity. So we can say that Indigenous people are true regents and they need support and funding for their mission. So Mycelia want to explore how Gitcoin platform and Quartic funding can help them to fund the project and can help them to continue their mission. We also want to create and imagine a grant program based on GrantStack and Allo Protocol to really focus only on the funding of Indigenous public goods. And finally, Mycelia is doing some R&D to explore Indigenous cyberspace and see and explore new concepts such as decentralized Indigenous organization and Indigenous network states to create new primitives based on their culture, knowledge, and rights that can create a win-win ecosystem for Indigenous people and the Web3 community.
I love that. Kudos to the team at Mycelia for working hard to ensure Indigenous peoples have agency in Web3, an important step in making sure that the ecosystem is as inclusive and equitable as possible. Next up, I'm excited to now introduce Solarpunk DAO, the collective behind Earthcoin, a digital currency backed by real-world climate assets. To introduce this project, we have Utkarsh.
Hi, this is Utkarsh here from Solarpunk DAO, where we're building Earthcoin, which is a digital currency that's backed by real-world climate assets, ecosystem services, and Solarpunk values. With Earthcoin, we've designed crypto economics in a way where we are perpetually incentivizing people to purge their petrodollars, which we then use the blockchain rails to funnel into projects that are directly addressing climate change while also serving humanity's core needs. So the types of projects that will be backing Earthcoin will be projects in the space of clean energy, regenerative agriculture, clean transport, ecosystem conservation, and solarpunk spaces. The currency has been designed to create a new unit of value, which can serve as the medium of exchange for our solarpunk future.
Amazing. I'm so fascinated by the concept of currencies backed by real-world climate assets, which I do believe will be an important tool in the fight to combat climate change. Next up, we have Earthist, a project with a mission to decentralize the seeds, hemp seeds, that is.
Earthist Network is a mission-driven project started in 2019, focusing on preserving heirloom seeds and promoting regenerative hemp farming. Hemp is one of the most carbon-sequestrating plants in the world, and we combine natural farming with modern technology, aiming to create microprocessing centers for small and family farmers to boost the regional economies and seed preservation efforts. We started our mission to rediscover the lost local heirloom seeds and created our first seed bank last year thanks to Gitcoin public goods funding. Basically, we started the Web3 community and education round this year, and our focus is to onboard as many as regions to crypto space and educate them with Web3 tools. We already try our best to raise awareness about seed diversity significance, hemp potential, and the importance of regeneration.
I love that, especially the focus on empowering regeneration at the local level and a focus on supporting small family farms. Next up is a really fascinating project that I only recently learned about, Ocean Soul. They are focused on addressing the issue of flip-flop pollution, because you may not know that 10 to 20% of plastic waste in the Indian Ocean is flip-flops. They collect these flip-flops and turn them into beautiful art to raise awareness of this issue. They have shared their clip from 60 Second Docs, featuring their founder Francis Mutua.
Last year, we recycled over 500,000 flip-flops. We are making something which is so beautiful. My name is Francis Mutua. I'm a flip-flop artist. my heart, will save the world. More than 3 billion people in the world wear flip-flops. They are dumped and they go into our oceans. Flip-flops are brought to our shores by the tides of the Indian Ocean. We collect the flip-flops, saving life in the sea. We first wash them, do the carving, do some sanding to smooth an edge. In one day, we can make 6 to 8 handmills. Over 900 Kenyans are supported by employment and collection of flip-flops. So it's manual, not machine. It's something to be seen. I love my work. I'm proud.
Such an innovative project that not only reduces pollution and turns it into beautiful art, but also creates employment opportunities for so many people in Kenya. Next up, we have one of the local nodes of ReFiDAO, a network state to regenerate the earth. If you're interested in learning more about this organization, definitely check out episode 86 of the podcast, where we interview their co-founder, John Ellison. In this episode, we are excited to highlight ReFi Medellin, one of the local nodes focused on building a more equitable and sustainable future in Medellin, Colombia.
I'm Teresa from ReFi Medellin, and we're one of the local nodes of the ReFiDAO, which is an organization aiming to foster regenerative communities across the globe. At ReFi Medellin, which we started around 3 months ago, we have a team of 7 people who really believe that we can create a more socially inclusive, conscious, and ecologically regenerative urbanism. To support that, we host different activities around regenerative finance education and panels with local regenerative projects working in different fields like energy, mining, and agriculture, because we really want to start a dialogue and find ways to support active actors in the movement. We also do a lot of community events like meetups or hikes in nature activities, which are my favorite, where we organize competitions over who picks the biggest amount of trash. We help people get started with their crypto wallets and also engage in tree planting efforts, which we definitely want to do more of through some of our recent partnerships with initiatives on the outskirts of the city. In the future, one of our goals is to acquire land in order to create protected areas and avoid land grabbing and land degradation in Colombia. Medellin is known for its amazing transformation, and we really want to drive it forward with a focus on regeneration.
It's been truly inspiring seeing so many local nodes like ReFi Medellin emerge, all with a common goal of regeneration. There are local nodes all over the world, many of whom are participating in the ReFi Local Nodes featured round, so make sure to check them out. Next up, we have a project that I'm particularly passionate about, as they are focused on uplifting citizen journalism in Web3. Here's Devansh, founder of VoiceTech, to tell you more.
Hey there, my name is Devansh. Thanks so much for giving me the chance to appear on the Crypto Altruism podcast. So I'm an investigative reporter by training. I studied for 2 years at the Columbia Journalism School, where my master's thesis was related to the Panama Papers. And what we saw in that entire series of investigations was that they created huge impact in terms of the Iceland Prime Minister resigning, the Pakistan Prime Minister resigning, multiple lawsuits filed against companies, governments launching investigations. But all of those stories were basically grant funded. And like my own story, it was about an Azerbaijani airlines which got Pentagon contracts, but it was owned by the dictator of Azerbaijan. So kind of after this release, the CEO resigned. And it really made me think, you know, that like, what if I was paid after achieving the impact, after the CEO resigned? So that's what really brought me to Web3, like the full idea of impact certificates and escrow donations. And I'd really love to talk about it more.
Super important work. So kudos to Devansh for spearheading this project. Next up, we have Urbanica, a traveling showroom for regenerative tech and a school for neighborhood coordination, all in a school bus.
Our experience dates since 2015. We had our first neighborhood. Then we went into another city, Chetumal, with a different approach, experimenting different solutions, different approaches. And well, our next experience is in urban activism and neighborhood governance. Our vision is to give back urban governance to the inhabitants of the city, one street at a time, forming street DAOs and neighborhood DAOs, specifically with condos. The condominiums are the legal regime that, let's say, obliges the neighborhoods to coordinate because they are not responsibility of the municipality. So they already require this coordination and they are failing on that. Some keywords about us: open knowledge, circular economy, peer governance, commoning. And one principle that it's like a North Star. It's no one above us, no one below us. We have created courses on the commons with David Bollier, And our project was on the top 5 of climate solutions on the Better Round. And this was to buy the bus to take neighborhood coordination training directly to 40 cities of 20 countries. And now we are fundraising for turning that bus into the climate positive showroom and traveling school that will reach these cities.
I love the focus on creating local neighborhood DAOs. I believe this is where DAOs can truly shine. By empowering communities of all sizes to create their own DAOs, to drive collective decision-making and community governance. And one small correction to that clip, as they had let me know that the correct number of cities they have worked with is actually 49, not 40. Next up, we have a project that has actually been around since 2010, but more recently started embracing Web3 tools to grow their mission. This organization is Grassroots Economics, a Kenyan nonprofit foundation that seeks to empower marginalized communities by helping them coordinate their collective abundance. We unfortunately were unable to get this clip in time, so I'm going to share a little bit about the project from their website and their project proposal. Grassroots Economics achieves their mission by co-developing community asset vouchers inspired by indigenous practices of mutual aid built on the best of modern technology. Since 2009, they've expanded their network to 65,000 plus households across Kenya, Cameroon, and South Africa. They even partner with the Red Cross to pilot and introduce community inclusion currencies, which allow people in underserved communities to exchange goods and services and incubate projects and businesses without relying on scarce national currency in volatile markets. The number of registered users in this program grew to over 50,000 and helped support communities facing economic downturns due to COVID. Grassroots Economics believes that communities should be afforded the same privileges as nations and be empowered to develop their own prospering economies with the stability of their own currencies. They are an incredible organization with a wide-reaching impact, so make sure to check them out. Finally, for the last project we will be highlighting today, we have Endangered Tokens, a regenerative finance NFT community looking to revalue biodiversity by tokenizing endangered trees.
Hey, Yeetcoiners! Ever wondered how technology can be harnessed to champion our planet's most endangered treasures? Dive into the Endangered Tokens project. We are merging blockchain, virtual reality, and conservation, transforming the way we experience and preserve endangered trees. Explore unique digital journey deep into threatened ecosystems. This isn't just tech. This is a heart-driven mission to shape a greener, more vibrant future. Discover the magic of the Endangered Tokens project today.
Amazing. Another great example of the power of tokens backed by real-world climate assets. All I can say is wow after hearing these clips. So many incredible projects, and these projects only represent a small fraction of the hundreds of Gitcoin grantees for this round. I truly wish we could cover many more, so we're going to do our best to uplift other projects through our social media accounts, so make sure to follow us. We've also had the pleasure of previously interviewing many other projects currently participating in this round, including Glow, ReFiDAO, GoodDollar, Coconut Network, Oasa, Frontier DAO, and Remit DAO. So check out the show notes for a link to these episodes so you can learn more about these incredible projects. Gitcoin grant season is such an exciting time. There's nothing more inspiring than seeing the community come together and rally around public goods funding. The funds raised are only one piece of the experience as well. What gets me most excited about Gitcoin grant season personally is the community building that takes place, the dialogue that is exchanged. And I want to do a special shout out to Jimmy from TreeGen and SolarPunk Guild for spearheading the 24/7 Gitcoin radio during Gitcoin Grants Round 18. This is where the community building during Gitcoin really lives, and it's such a testament to the power of community in Web3. If you haven't had an opportunity to listen in yet, definitely make sure to do so. A big thank you to the 10 projects who participated in this episode. We have made a small donation to each of these projects through this round, and I encourage you to check out the links to their project in the show notes and to consider voting for them with a small contribution. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and have found value in the content we've produced in the past, consider supporting our Gitcoin grant with a $1 contribution. It would mean the world. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for tuning into the Crypto Altruism podcast. For more great content exploring the intersections of Web3 and social impact, check us out at CryptoAltruism.org. Also, if you love what you heard, we graciously ask that you rate, review, and subscribe to our show. You can also support the show by buying us a coffee or making a small crypto contribution. We run on the support of the community, so everything helps. Thanks so much for joining us, and I hope you'll join us again for our next episode. Until then, let's keep showing the world the good of crypto. Thank you for listening to the Crypto Altruism podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you can stay up to date on new episodes as they're released, and check out CryptoAltruism.org for more inspiring content.